13-year-old Devin Almanor said, "Leave me alone," to police officer Brian Dennis of the 30th Precinct in Upper Manhattan. "What are you doing? I'm a kid. I want to go home," he said during a stop in 2010. The officer grabbed his arms and pushed Almanor onto the hood of the police car. He was handcuffed by Dennis and then Sergeant, now Lieutenant Corbell, placed in their patrol car. On the way to the precinct, the officer said, "Stop crying like a girl." Darius Charney with the Center for Constitutional Rights says when you hear the testimony of the two officers, it's clear they had no basis to stop, frisk, and handcuff the boy.
They stopped him for a whole bunch of reasons, which I think it's become clear were not legitimate.
Like crossing in the middle of the street?
Crossing in the middle of the street, which I'm sure all of you have done at one point in your lives living in New York City, based on the description of a male black, which again goes to our... you know, theory that they're just stereotyping. I mean, this is, you know, we're talking about Harlem, a male black. I mean, that's almost everybody that lives in Harlem. So, you know, those are the things we're hearing today about why they stopped this young man. And, you know, it's clear that they had no legitimate reason to do it.
Have there been changes in the regulations regarding stop and frisk?
Well, as a matter of fact, we received late last night a copy of a memorandum from the Chief of Patrol of the New York Police Department, dated March 5th of this year, which is coincidentally or not so coincidentally the day after we filed our brief with this court asking for various changes to their practices. And the memo, in fact, announces a change which matches exactly with one of the changes that we included in our brief in terms of how they document stop, question, and frisk. Why they waited 5 years of this litigation to announce this change is a little unclear to me, since we've been asking for this change the entire length of this case. But, you know, I think it again goes to this, you know, point we've been making all along, is that this is not a police department that's interested in working with the community to come up with solutions. And I think this is also a police department that, unless pressed and unless facing, you know, I think a pretty long hard trial for them, is not going to make any changes.
Isn't it that there are now requirements rather than guidelines for stop and frisk?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, we just heard the officer upstairs say, well, you know, the rules for filling out your memo books are just guidelines. You know, we don't have to follow them. And, you know, that's one of the problems, you know, that they need to really be mandatory and all officers need to follow them. And, you know, that's something we've been asking for 5 years. And then, lo and behold, the day after we put it in a brief in this court, they issue a memo basically saying exactly that.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, stop and frisk has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, stop and frisk has got to go.
Outside the courtroom, members of the Muslim American Civil Liberties Coalition and the Islamic Leadership Council of Metropolitan New York rallied to end discriminatory policing. Faiza Ali says whether it's stop and frisk or surveillance of the Muslim community, the NYPD has to stop practices which criminalize people.
You know, the message that I heard from a lot of folks that we've interacted with is that we want to live in a city where the police works to protect us and not actually criminalize us because of how we look like or the faith that we practice.
Prasenjit Barua says he is constantly profiled. He's been stopped numerous times since he was 14.
I was born and raised in the community of Jackson Heights, Queens, and it started off there. And my high school was in Harlem, Manhattan, and it was just nonstop frisk from there on. And I don't know if it was because of racial profiling or what it was, but yeah.
And so, when you were stopped and frisked, did you resist?
I did ask a lot of questions, but the questions did not help me at any sort, because I was of that age of 14, 15, and cops, they just seem to undermine you. You know, they don't even give you the chance to speak. They just are rushing into everything. They'll stop you. They'll frisk you. Next thing you know, your pants are on the floor, your book bag's all over the place, and the cops are gone. You're just there in the middle of the street, and, you know, everything has been, you know, ruffled through.
So this has changed the way that you're growing up in the city?
Of course it has. I started off going to school in the city thinking that I would have a better future because I am in the city. You know, what ended up happening was because of a stop and frisk and a lot of police in the schools, it caused me to eventually dropping out of school, and that really got to me. But now I am back in college and I am fighting against this.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to put it all behind you,
yes.
But does it still happen?
Yes, it does still happen. It, in fact, still does, just because the neighborhood I am in right now, Jackson Heights, Queens, once again, I don't know if you've heard, but it's the third highest in stop and frisk ratings.
Barua was one of the many gathered outside the Federal District Court building today to tell about their experiences to raise awareness of the Community Safety Act, four bills aimed at ending discriminatory policing, and to bring together coalitions fighting for police reform. Larry Rushing from Brooklyn found the rally exhilarating.
It's really heartwarming to see so many organizations that are committed to reforming the police department and all their illegal activities. It's really disgusting what's been going on. It's just outrageous. And so it's really great to see this. This is wonderful.
The stop and frisk trial continues with more testimony from police officers about the policy of stop and frisk. At the Federal District Courthouse, 500 Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan. For information, you can text Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D, to 877-877. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.